promotion will be done on Doggy Diamonds TV and the Interlude TV. That's on the Insta stories, the YouTube community, the threads, the Facebook accounts, the Twitter accounts. I can promote whatever you need. But as a reminder, this is for serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. I can help you bring more awareness to your products, your shirts, your YouTube, whatever it is that you have that you need promo for. I can help you with that. Put you in front of 500,000 people. At least. Yes. I'm here. I ain't going to keep y'all too long tonight, but just give me a few minutes to just go through something real quick. Let's shout out who's up in the room today. The name I see popped up automatically was Tiger, David Weaver, Big Mar, moderators in the building, Nate Jackson, what's up? King Michael Coy, salute. Mega Bills was here first. We must say that. Dante, Norwalk, Connecticut is in the building. Nisa Shabazz, how are you? Make sure you hit that like button. Bernadette Bernie, how are you? Peace to you as well. LO, work in progress. Where the hell you been? I ain't seen you in a minute. Chief Red Hair, Brown Eyes, Elizabeth, NJ, New Jerusalem's in the building. He talking about White Castle. He trying to make his stomach hurt. Antisocial, what's up? Philly Sheet 01, what's going on? CEO Falcone, 100. Yes, I am here. I wasn't going to come on tonight, but I had a discussion earlier that I wanted to ask y'all a question about. Maybe it's cap, maybe it's real. Just something to think about. So I wanted to discuss it with the open audience and see what y'all think. This is really for your engagement. After the live stream, during the live stream, don't forget,
Doggy Diamonds did this.
Yes, Disrupting Reality NYC is in the building. Disrupting NYC Reality. Why do I always say your name on? Disrupting Reality. No, I didn't say it right. Man, whatever. Sheets good. Disrupting Reality NYC is in the building. Antisocial, I'm here. Yeah. Yeah, spell my name correctly, please. You spell my name wrong, you get timed out. John Duck, Rockland is in the building. 845 is in the building. RA, what's up? Unpopping Opinion, salute. Richard Asante, what's going on? Make sure you get the likes up. The likes is very important. When them lights go off, they'll let other people know that we here. Dion Cook, what's up? Don't forget,
Doggy Diamonds did this.
Yeah, I be thinking I'm messing up sometimes. My brain be all over the place. I be thinking of a million and one things. Tony W. MS. I always be trying to say Tony Wims. I don't know why. My blindness makes me think it's an I there. And there's no I there. There's no I there. And I always say Tony Wims. And there's... Yeah, I got to zoom in. I really can't see, though. I'm going to get glasses one day. I ain't getting glasses no time. Don't forget.
Doggy Diamonds did
that. That was offbeat. That was grossly offbeat. Forgive me, I'm a little scruffy too. I get my hair cut tomorrow. But tonight, y'all gonna have to deal with it. I don't have no haircut. Sometimes it is what it is. I normally get my hair cut on Saturdays. I don't think I got a haircut last Saturday. No, I actually didn't. Yeah, I didn't. So I went a whole week without a haircut. I'm a little scruffy. Early, I wasn't even really feeling all that great. The weather just broke on me and I was leaving the gym. It was mad cold. I was sweaty. Pause. And speaking of pause, we're going to get into that tonight. David Weaver, you here live. That's dope. So now you get to see David Weaver is here with us live. It is 10:11 p.m. He's with us here right now. Playback gang, shout out to y'all. But David Weaver is saying he is here tonight, right now. That is important. It's hard. That's important. But anyway, shout out to y'all. I know it's Friday night. You could be doing anything else in the world, but you're here. West Coast, it's a little early. East Coast, a little late. It's not late, but it's a little late. So, without any further ado, shout out to all the watchers that DM me and tell me they watch me. Shout out to y'all. Some of them are very popular, famous people that, you know, They're in the chat right now, but they're not in the chat. Let's just say that. They're watching. But I want to say this to y'all. Three topics. I always hold up my fan. I'm going to tell you where I get that from, too. I get two things from... I feel like I'm always over here. Yeah. That's sin. See, why you don't be telling me I ain't sinning? All those aesthetics mean something to me. My seat crooked and everything. Like, I gotta get my etiquette right. But anyway, I get this from from Method Man. If you ever seen the show when he said to he was in Japan and he was like, these 3 little days we gonna be in. He did like this. So every time I talk, I always say numbers with my fingers. It's from Method Man. I ain't gonna front. I bet that. You know what I'm saying? So every time, pause. But yeah. So 3 topics that really ruined our culture. What is our culture? Our culture is the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we dress, our customs. And it varies. We have an overall culture as Black American people, but then we have cultures within the culture, subcultures based off of where you're from in your area. But I'm talking about the overall culture. It's 3 things that messed our culture up. One, and we always talk about these 3 things every time. It's on everybody's YouTube, everybody's Twitter. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody talks about it at one point or another. And it wasn't always like that. These topics were reserved for a certain type of people based off their lifestyle and their life choices and where they come from. Number one that we talk about a lot is who's a snitch? Who told? That is one of our biggest problems. I feel like we always talk about who told, who's a rat, who's a snitch. That's number one. And I'm going to break them all down as I go. Number two, who's gangster, who's about that life? It's just really glorified and talked about too much. And number three, who's a fun boy? Who's on the DL? Who's sleeping with who? And who's a weirdo? Those are the 3 topics that's talked about more than anything in our culture. And it makes it seem like that's our culture. And it's more to us than that. So as you go from YouTube to YouTube and you go from podcast to podcast, whatever it is, that's all everybody is talking about. Right now, you can go to different places, and that's what everybody is talking about. Not too many people talking about the music. Not too many people are talking about community. Not too many people talking about financial things. And it's many other aspects to us as a people. But that's so low vibrating. And those are relevant conversations, but those are relevant conversations for brothers who've been in prison, for brothers who's on the street. The average person that watch me and watch these things and not from the street and never been to prison, but just so captivated by those topics. So captivated by who told. So, for example, let me go here. I use the people on the thumbnail that I use on the thumbnail for a reason. I have Tekashi, I have Alpo, and I have King Von. Ironically, 2 of the people on the thumbnail are deceased. And they were about that life. Alpo was about that life, but he told. King Von was about that life. He's deceased. And I have Tekashi because he told, but he had the rainbow hair and that represented a community. So that's the only reason why I used him to show you with the rainbow thing. Now let's deal with the telling thing. Many of us are even if you was from the street, you're not in the street no more. Many people have 9-to-5s. Many people were never in the street. Who told and who telling does not impact your life one bit. It has nothing to do with your life as a Black man or Black woman in America. It has nothing to do with your life. Talking about it, finding out about it, hearing about it has nothing to do with your life. It doesn't even affect you in no way. It doesn't affect your household. It doesn't affect your community. It doesn't affect your job description. It doesn't affect how you raise it. It does not affect you in no way. But that's one of the biggest topics in our culture. That Gunna told, this rapper told, this dude was this, but he told. It don't got nothing to do with us. Because we not in a position to get told on about anything. And then people will be all worried about who told and be a whole work snitch. And then we started not understanding that if you are a civilian and somebody is hurting your neighborhood, hurting your environment, hurting your job, it is your job to tell the authorities. But you don't want to tell the authorities and you let shit go on and linger and go too far because you don't want to be called a snitch. Because you think a civilian person who's not a street person, not a prison person, can be a snitch. That's what that shit did to us. So that's why our communities, that's why where we live, that's why the neighborhood you're from is filled with all types of bullshit because you don't want to tell and you also don't want to intervene because you're not about that life. So it just goes on. Everything just goes on. The stabbings, the shootings, the drugs, the gangs, all that shit go on because you don't want to say nothing because you don't want to be labeled. But you're the one that got to live there. You're the one that got a poor quality of life because of these things. And I'm not telling you to go out there and pick up the phone, dial 911 or 311. But I'm just saying, it don't got nothing to do with you. But it's widely talked about. It's widely viewed. I don't understand. So a lot of times when I hear this person told it, I'll be like, that don't got shit to do with me. It don't got nothing to do with me. And I'm going to be real with you. That just are rewarded with movies. Those two guys in the thumbnail are world, I can't say world, but domestically known. Alpo is known in all the United States and then some. And so is Tekashi. So being a snitch, it could be rewarding. I mean, what snitch wasn't rewarded for being a snitch? So how is it harmful besides somebody calling you a name? And then nowadays, people openly do it, and there's no real consequence for it. So why are we talking about that again? And if you're not doing no shit in the street and you're a legit person, you ain't got to worry about that anyway. That is reserved for those in that world. If you're not in that world, you shouldn't even care. That's all I'm saying to you. But that's one of the biggest things that we talk about. That's one of the biggest things that we just keep talking about. We just talk about who told, who told, who told, who told, who told. Yo, he a rat. Ooh, he a stool pigeon. Yo, yeah. Why is that a topic of our conversation when we have more to offer to our culture? Why do we waste our podcast time? Why do we waste our time that we could be talking about building? Why do we waste our time to be talking? We could be talking about music again. I did the red man shit. I really feel that. But I also feel the fact that y'all responded, even if it was negative to me, y'all responded. And for the first time in a long time, I spoke about music and y'all responded with music, which makes me go into number two. For some reason, a lot of y'all think black masculinity is being tough. Say that again for you. A lot of y'all think black masculinity is being tough. Now, I'm kind of weird on the word tough because I never looked at somebody and said they're tough. I don't know where that word come from. That has never been in my vocabulary. Yo, I'm tough or they're tough. I don't know what that is. The only thing tough that I ever knew was goddamn steak if you cooked it too long. But other than that, I would never look at a man and say he's tough or he ain't tough. But nowadays, we conflate it with having an opinion is if you're not tough, you can't have an opinion on certain things in music. Now, I think if you're not from the streets, you shouldn't be talking about street shit. That's why I called out Academic and Poetic Flocka. Nobody got what I was saying. Nobody understood what I was saying. And that's fine because I don't expect people to. Some of the things I say don't resonate right away. Somebody else got to say it, and somebody else got to say it. And then people will say, oh, but they won't say, I heard that over here first. They'll wait till three people say it, and then they'll get it. But at the end of it all, we put too much emphasis on who's about that life, who's about that action. Yo, Vaughn was a demon. Alpo did this. He got like 19 bodies. That shit is glorified. Now, what we don't take into consideration When you said said person is a demon, this person was about that life, he or she was responsible for a lot of funerals, a lot of tears, a lot of broken families. We don't think about that. We just think, yo, he put it down. Yo, he gave it up. Why is that shit spoken about? Why is that glorified? Why is that glorified? Why is that? Why do we care about who did this to who and that? Because if it was in somebody in your community doing all that shit, then why would you want them around? But we praising somebody from Chicago because they could rap and they so-called put it down and yo, and they telling the stories. He was creeping on people. That shit is not cool or cute. And then when you have somebody like Charleston say, yo, he where he deserved to be, people all up in arms, but what the hell, how do we save ourselves, our neighborhoods, our women, and our future, and our environment? But everything is about who's about that life. So erroneously, like I said, erroneously, because I'm on a space that everybody else is on, you might get me fucked up. Make people, you might think that I'm one of them, and you're going to come up to me and realize I'm a lot bigger in person and a lot taller than what you think, and you might get yourself hurt because you think you could play with people when you see them from the internet because everybody got to have this tough persona. I'm a dude who, you see me on the street, I be dressed. I got on nice clothes, drive a nice car and all that. I'm not out here trying to, I didn't come outside to get dirty today. But that ain't going to stop me from dropping you on your head for playing. Because everybody, and I know what it is. I know what it is about dominance. I know what it is about having real masculine man energy. It intimidates men. So when you're around other men and they see you, they could get intimidated by many things. The first thing that intimidates them, they wonder if you could whip their ass. That's one. They think you probably could whip their ass. Two, they think you might take their women, their girl, or the girls might like you. And that's why dudes don't be liking each other. I'm not here to intimidate nobody, nor am I intimidated by anybody either. You want all the girls? Fine. You think you could whip my ass? Fine. I don't care about none of that. But for the most part, that's how men size and judge you up. Yo, look what he driving. Look what he got on. Yo, I whip his ass. Yo, he don't look good. This is what it's all about. So people will prejudge you and won't like you based off that. And their knock on you will be like, yo, he not about that action. He ain't putting no work. What is putting in work? What asshole would be on YouTube talking about what they did on the street if it's shit that's unsolved or you grew past that mentality of being that person? But that's how we're judged. How many times we've been arrested, how long we did in jail, whether we look clean, oh, he keep a shape up, oh, he always got on shades. This is how we judge one another, is if you are a gangster. The most gangster shit you can do is take care of yourself and your family, not who you stabbed, shot, cut, robbed, backdoored, and did some sucker shit too. Because most people who go under the title gangster are really stupid. Ain't nothing gangster about being stupid. Gangster is taking care of your responsibility, but we're judged as black men on how gangster we are. And if we didn't tell. So if you didn't tell and you a gangster, you'll crash out and do some stupid shit, you are celebrated. Those are two topics that's always spoken about. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to challenge you. Go from channel to channel. Go from podcast to podcast and watch that's the shit that's spoken about. Who told? And again, those conversations are reserved and should be reserved for people who's from that. The average person watching these shits ain't from that. From Brooklyn, New York City. I'm going to be real with you. I'm tired of all that shit. I'm so tired of it that I used to walk down blocks that nobody was on just so I didn't have to speak to nobody. I would go outside and be like, I don't even feel like talking to nobody. I don't even want to go outside and have a conversation. I don't want to talk about nothing. When I go out in public sometimes, I avoid people because they want to talk about YouTube and they want to talk about online shit. I don't want to talk about that. When I'm online, that's one thing. Because let me tell you something that people do. What people do is they look at the shit you do online. Don't engage you online. Then when they see you in the street, they want to have like a one-on-one personal conversation. Yo, I want to talk to you about this. Listen, that shit was on the internet, fam. We outside right now. Like, we right here. Why are we talking about internet stuff? Why are we talking about an Instagram post? It's people who hit me. I seen people and they said, yo, I seen you just got 100,000 followers on Instagram and you hit 100 on Facebook. That's what's up. But they didn't like the post. They didn't do anything. But when they see me in person, they want to have a conversation about what they saw on the internet. That don't make no sense to me. It makes no sense to me. You didn't even acknowledge it on the internet. That means you're just watching and you're scrolling. But you keeping surveillance. So when you see me, you want to say, yo, I saw when you such and such. So why you ain't leave a comment or nothing? Are you in acknowledge that you saw it? So now we're all in a position to act like we ain't nothing to play with. So that's why everybody is so serious and everybody like, I ain't no joke. Don't play with me because, again, your toughness, your manhood depends on that. In the eyes of the audience. So again, I'm going to tell you, not my audience, but other people, listen to these dudes on YouTube, come to me playing. And first of all, I'm good with these first. That's first and foremost. You know what I got. It ain't no secret. So come playing because you're listening to some goofball who don't go outside, who don't be nowhere, who doesn't have no evidence of being anywhere, and get your ass whipped when you could walk up to me and say, yo, what's up? Because I greet everybody. I greet the children. I greet the elderly. I greet my peers. I greet the young. I greet everybody. I greet all races, everybody. Yo, how you doing? Because I was raised right, and I was taught to be courteous to people outside. I'm not going outside with a chip on my shoulder like, yeah, niggas better not play with me today. Come on. But y'all let prisoners of YouTube, make you think that this is what's going on when it's outside. That's not what's going on outside. You know what I'm saying? That's not what's going on outside. It's a lot of love. It's a lot of madness, but it's where you go. But me, I avoid people because I don't want to talk about YouTube shit. I don't want to talk about other people on a channel. I just don't want to talk about that. We can talk about something culturally. And if you got any music talk to talk about with me, I love music talk, but what you're not going to do is say, yo, let me listen to this and this is real hip hop. You're going to like this. Don't do that to me because I offer promotional services. And what you're not going to do is get around my promotional services by trying to patronize me saying, this is real hip hop. I'm bringing this back and I'm changing this because no, you're not. And I'm going to tell you it's cap and don't try to do that. That's why I say don't send me videos to my DM because my DMs is reserved for people who are potential clients and customers of my promotional services. I charge the low. For all the numbers and stats that I got, nobody charges as low as I do. And I do that for the community. But I realized too, I started saying to myself, damn, am I charging too low so people think it's not worth nothing? Because what's happening is when people get charged an enormous amount of money, they think it's worth more. For example, Starbury's was made at the same place Jordan was made, but because Starbury's was $20, you thought they wasn't worth nothing and you would pay $160 for Jordans. It's all mental. But again, I know people are here to be tricked. People are here to be deceived and the sucker is born every day, but I'm not with that with people. I'm trying to show people, yo, look, we are smart people. I don't play off your intelligence. I don't play off your ignorance and I don't play off your intelligence. This is what it is. I'm going to do the same thing for you that I would do for somebody else. Everybody going to get the same thing for the same amount of money. It's not different tiers and prices for different people. That's why I advertise it. That's why I put my Instagram out there. My Instagram. And if you didn't send something to my Instagram, if you didn't talk to me specifically, then that's your problem. Moving right along. Another thing we talk about in our community a little too much is who's a mook? Who's saying pause? I seen, I overheard Lord Jamar talking about saying pause and all that. And I'm going to be real with you. I say pause a lot because it's a joke. It has nothing to do with me thinking gay or I had to think gay stuff. It's a joke. It's funny. It's funny to me. I just think it's hilarious because some stuff just sound far-fetched. Now, for example, my Uncle Fred passed away, as I told y'all yesterday. And my Uncle Fred, around the holidays, he would make this rice. In the rice, he would put steak, chicken, shrimp, and turkey on sausage. So my little cousin made a joke because we, you know, my family, we are very jovial and we joke. People pass away, we're going to not make fun of their death, but we're going to have fun. We're going to celebrate. So being that my uncle always cooked, my little cousin, little Taz, said, damn, if you didn't want to cook, just say so. You know what I'm saying? So, and I said, yeah, man, especially the rice, especially that rice that he used to make with all the meats in it. I put pause because there's no way that I'm going to say, yo, he used to make rice with all the meats in it. That's exactly what it was. It was rice with chicken, shrimp, steak, and turkey sausage. What I'm supposed to say. So if I say, yo, you made the rice with all the meats in it, I pause that. That has nothing to do with me thinking about man on man, because unless you saw man on man, how could you think about it? Unless you did man on man, how could you think about it? How could you picture man on man unless you did it or you saw it? Because there's no way that I could picture man on man because I never did it and I never saw it before. So what could anybody be talking about? You thinking that? No, a pot with a bunch of meats in it, that's probable and possible. So that's what I'm talking about. But all that, you thinking gay. How am I thinking gay if I don't even know what looking and what gay acts is in my, you know, visually? I never saw it before and I never partook in it. But a pot with a bunch of meats in it, that's pause because it's a joke. That's all it is. It's just jokes. But let's talk about something else. Why are we going to talk about that? For anybody that have been sitting on platforms and talking about who's a part of that community for the last 15, 16 years, where's your mind at? Since we can't say pause, we can't say this, since we's thinking this. Because if you so-called outing people who's a part of that community, what are you thinking about? How long has it been? You had 1,000,001 dudes who say, we been knew that about Bambaataa. Oh, really? So why are we just finding out in 2017, which I knew in the 80s? You understand what I'm saying? So if you sitting around talking about it for 10 years, where your mind at? Because there's other shit to talk about. So that's what I'm talking about. So if you saying this person is this, we knew about this person, why is that a topic of conversation? Who is that a topic of conversation? Now, I talk about it in the manner of these individuals using that to blackball people, to bribe people, and blackmail people. That's the way that I talked about it. And I've always spoke about it in a way of people living certain lifestyles. And if you're not being a part of their lifestyle, then you can't get this, that, and the third. But when you just sit there just randomly talking about who lyrics is this and who did this and who that, why are you talking about that? This goes for anybody. Why are you talking about that? Why does it matter what somebody does in their bedroom if they're not using it to oppress people in our culture? So you just talking about who's doing what? That's the shit we should be questioning, not who says pause. Because if you're talking about who's doing it, it's on your brain. Not pause. Pause. Man, listen, give me them chicken wings. I'm running fry hard. It became a joke. It's funny. Sometimes people say it. Sometimes people don't say it. Some people play it. Some people don't. But we're in a day and time where if you say something, people are going to say, hey, yo. So you got to say, oh, I don't play that. Sometimes what you said is so funny. And I'm a very jovial joking person. So sometimes I say stuff and I be like, damn, man, that shit was wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, when he made the rice with all the meats in it. Oh, nah, that's kind of wild. Let me show y'all too. I want to show y'all what I'm talking about. I want to show y'all what I'm talking about. So, I like to show and prove. Y'all know I'm receipt man for everything. You know, so I like to just show and prove exactly what I'm talking about a lot of times. I don't want y'all to ever think I just be chatting. Nah, I always got proof of what I'm saying. So here we go right here, look. Alfredo Clark Sr., that was his name. If you ain't want to cook, you could have just said something because he passed away. So you see, I liked it. This is all my family right here, all my little cousins right here, and a couple of my nieces. And you can see my comment right here, especially with all the meats in it. And he says facts because they know exactly what I'm talking about. But this is a family joke. But he used to make the rice with all that shit in it. So that ain't got nothing to do with somebody thinking about man on man. Because unless I partook in it or saw it and watched it, how would I know what the vision of it is? But when you say meats, we think phalluses. So that is not an act. That's just talking about seeing a bunch of meat in a pot. But if we go back to interviews years ago and dudes been talking about who was this, who was that, niggas been talking about that. Why is that a topic of conversation? Why is who ratted the topic of conversation? Why is who's a gangster? Because niggas talk about everything but the music. Dudes be legendary artists, legendary rappers, a part of legendary happenings in the culture, and you don't even know they rap. You don't even know they made music. You don't even know that they partook and responsible for some of the greatest things. Because when they talk about who told, who's a gangster, and who's a mook, who's a fun boy. That's the topic of conversation. So, pause. You can say pause is thinking that. But thinking that is more talking about who's doing it. So again, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Like, I never spoke about it, but I spoke about it from the aspect of people using it for the purpose of blackmail, or you're not willing to do certain things so you can't move further in your career, or you might have partook in something so now you're blackmail. I don't care who do what, truthfully. I don't care who do what because it ain't around me. It ain't in my circle, and maybe it is, though. I don't know because I don't know what nobody do. And I don't trust nobody. I don't know what nobody do because anybody who talk about it too much, I'm going to look at you like, yo, why are you always talking about this shit? Why is this so important to you? All the shit we could talk about. You keep talking about that. You keep bringing this back up. Why is this so important to you? So that's the shit we got to start asking. Yo, why are you always talking about this shit? Why is this so important to you? What is it about this situation that bothers you so much that every time we see you open your mouth, you're talking about this? What is it? I want you to explain that. Since we can't say certain things, we got to be thinking a certain way. Because even when we look at the style of dress, the style of dress of hip hop has always been what we would consider to be sus. Hip hop, as we knew it, came from these dudes hanging around the punk rock dudes, and the punk rock dudes like Billy Idol and them was wearing half shirts and shit, netted shirts. And they came in hip hop culture dressing like that. Now if a dude dressed like that, we'll be like, yo, what the hell he got on? That's the shit that they had on back then. Wearing lace and all that shit, they've been wearing that. That don't mean that they was sus. Because that became a big deal. But let me give you another one. Who are the biggest people that's always outing who's a part of that life? People that's a part of that life. They the tattletales. They the one who, oh, you was doing it too. just as I was on here. And it's so ironic. I'm telling you, the universe is perfect. We just mess it up and we just go against stuff. Just as I was on here, I was scrolling through Twitter and the dude named Khaled, his so-called dude he messed with out of him, and now he admitted that he's a part of that lifestyle. So do you take all his music out of your iTunes? Or was you sitting there, I'll be on the way, driving? But when I first heard that, I was like, nah, that ain't my type of shit. When I first heard The Weeknd, when I first heard Frank Ocean's and all that shit, some of that shit just wasn't my type of shit. Just so happened that they was a part of shit that I ain't a part of, and they admitted it, but so was Luther, allegedly. I ain't taking no Luther out of nothing. Pause. I'm going to listen to Luther. But all of this bravado and all of this, man, that's overcompensating. Everybody this. Everybody in the gym, everybody like this. Everybody, yo, I ain't tell on nobody. And I don't mess with dudes. That's all it is with us now. That's all it is. You never told. You a gangster. You never took it. But you might have put it. You ain't take it though. So it's not the same. You was just pitching, not catching. So what we talk about. Every interview. Go through the platforms. That's all they talk about. Who told? Who's tough? Who about that life? And who is a potential fun boy? Come on, man. Shit is corny. It's other shit to talk about. And we got to start pushing that envelope, or this is all our culture is about. This is all we about. And it's affecting people who normally wouldn't care. So if you from prison, you're a part of that prison life, who told is important to you. Who's about that life is important to you, because if you get into conflict, you want to know who's going to be there to, you know, hold you down. And who's playing for different teams is important, because it's jail politics with that. That shit is not, that has nothing to do with us. It's not our politic. It's not our politic. Why do we care about that? So again, I salute all of you. Even those who had an opposing view with the Dares the Dark Side tape that I had. I salute you. I salute two of the biggest forums in the culture, message boards, that's Boxed In and The Collie. Shout out to y'all for even taking the topic and talking about it, whether you was on my side or not. Because you know what, y'all? We were talking about music. We wasn't saying whether Redman was tough, whether he was a fun boy, whether he was a snitch. We were talking about the music. Do y'all know how revolutionary that is? Seriously. That's revolutionary. That's culture. Let me explain something to you about this thing we call hip hop. Let's take a record. It's many people in a party. As you walk in a party, or the club, or the outlet, whatever you went, you could have went to a lounge. The outside of the lounge, it's no title of what type of lounge this is. This is an all-inclusive lounge. You don't know who's in there. When you go into the lounge and they playing good music, you're like, damn, I'm liking these vibes. They could be playing anything from Prince to Redman to anything. When you go into the lounge and they playing good music, a song comes on. And I'm going to give you a song. Let's use Troy by Pete Rock and CL Smooth. And everybody in this said place is 35 and up. So when you go into this spot, Troy comes on. Troy comes on. You don't hear. You hear Troy. And soon as them horns come on, reminisce. In that party now, because of that good music that came on, you don't care who's white. You don't care who's black. You don't care who's a gangster. You don't care who's a snitch. You don't even care who might potentially be a fun boy. Because the music is so dope, it brought everybody together. A circle might break out and dudes might start dancing. That's because that music, that's what the music do to people. The music used to transcend everything. You didn't know who was what. When that good music is on, everybody just, yo, you just jamming. Everybody bopping their head. Yo, circle form. You might go in a circle and get your little robot on or whatever the case may be, or your two-step. That's what music used to do. And when they took that away, now we're all political. Now we're talking about colors. Now we're talking about who's this, who's that. But when the music is playing and the music is so dope, like I said, take Reminisce. You can take Biggie Juicy. Everybody in the places. It was all everybody. You don't look at, yo, look at them white boys over there singing. You take Scenario. Everybody's in the spot. As I combine all the juice for everybody. Everybody is saying, engine, number. The whole club is going down like this. Pick it up. Everybody is doing that. But when they took that away, we no longer talk about the good times in music. Now we're talking about who's a fun boy, who's going to hurt people, who told and all that. Ain't got shit to do with the music. And you got all these so-called hip-hop podcasts and hip-hop legends. How you going to be a fucking hip-hop legend with a podcast and you don't talk about music? All these former rappers that got podcasts and they don't even talk about music. That's the only shit that brings us together is music. It's all we cared about. When I used to go out and go to the clubs, Chazzo, I appreciate you. When I used to go to the clubs, I never said, look at them white boys over there dancing. I was into, yo, shit crazy. I'm going to go on the spot. I was going out since I was like 15. So when I go in there, gangster bitches on. I'm like, oh, I need a gangster. That's what we did. Partied. We had fun based off the music. Not who was smoking, who was getting their nose dirty, who might be in the bathroom doing weird shit. I didn't never know nothing about none of that shit. Because I wasn't smoking and drinking when I went. I went for the music. And to politic with people. Go say, oh shit, there goes such and such. You always wanted to meet. You go up to people, yo, what's up, Positive K? Yo, I'm a big fan. Yo, I want to work with you and all that. You exchange. That's what it was about. Now it's all about, I never told on nobody. And this one is this. And yo, he's a gangster. And that shit don't got nothing to do with nothing. And that's why we are divided. That's why our culture is fucked up. Because that stupid nigga street jail shit invaded our culture. And then you got dudes that's not about that stupid nigga jail shit talking about that. That's why every time I speak about street shit, I always denounce it. Because I know how harmful it is. It took a lot of my friends, whether they was incarcerated or whether they got killed. But what about the music? What about the music? You would look and you see such and such as having a party. Oh, nah, I'm going there. I got these beats. I want to put this beat tape in his hand. I used to walk around with a beat tape. Used to walk around with dats. Want to give him this dat. That's what it was all about. Now, nobody networking. Everybody doing their own thing. You hit somebody up. You know, you hit somebody up to connect. Oh, I don't want to do nothing with him. He might have told. Oh, I heard he was a mook. Or, yo, he a bitch and all this shit. But let's be honest. The people who are considered to be bitches in our culture, and I'm not saying they are, but the people who you would look at as be bitches that's not about that life, that will tell and might be on some mook shit, they got big platforms. Run down the names of people who got a million subscribers, 500,000, 6-7 million. They are all, they're not about that life, admittedly. They'll tell on you because they done told before. And they might be on some fun boy shit. But they get a pass in our culture. They get a pass in our culture. How weird is that? But I gotta be held to a standard because I'm from Brooklyn. So you better not have told. You better be about that action. And I don't want to hear no weirdo shit about you. Really think about that. Maestro Fresh West is in the building. Legend. Legend. We're a wide legend, but we want to say one of the biggest legends from Canada is in the building. You understand what I'm saying? So when we stop talking about the music, we in trouble. That's why we in trouble. That's why nobody is selling records, because I don't even know that you rap. I don't even know that you put an album out. But I know that you was drunk in the club. I know you got a BBL. I know that a nigga knocked you out. I know that you told. I know that you threw money in the strip club. I didn't even know you dropped music. Who's doing music interviews? Who's really going around saying, yo, I got an album out. I work with my favorite producers. Yo, who's doing that? I'll wait. What artists are doing press runs based on their music? I'll wait. Gunna, respectfully, who did tell, put out a dope project that was better than Young Thug projects. He did tell. He told. But who said he wasn't going to tell, though? See, we think because people around a certain company, they about their life. Nah. Nah, I don't mean that shit. Sometimes we gotta, yo, this nigga's not about that. Because it was a point in time where we had people around us growing up, everybody didn't go on the street and get busy. Everybody wasn't on the front line of street shit or doing this, that, and the third. Some people wasn't invited when we was going outside to fight because they just wasn't about that. But they was cool, always with us and everything. Yo, y'all stay right here. We gonna go handle something real quick. Now we're putting the pressure on everybody to prove themselves, and they can't prove themselves because it's not in them. So when they tell you, they already was that. They already was that. So why are we in a situation where we're trying to get people to be a monolith of, you a gangster, you ain't never going to tell, you going to crash out, and you ain't messing with them boys. Why is that a prerequisite for our culture or how we respect people? Because some people didn't do none of them things, and they're a complete piece of shit, too. So I'm going to say pause as long as I want to. I'm going to say Ayo as long as I want to. If I feel like it. I ain't going to OD. But whatever somebody choose to do, that shit is on them. But I'm never thinking gay. You had to think about it. That's bullshit. So if I'm thinking about it because I said a word, what about those who've been talking about it for like the last 10 years? You've been talking about it for 10 years. I might have just said it one time in 3 weeks. So, who's really thinking about it? If it's important who was this and who was that and who was that, and you talk about it, why is it important? Because we can't say one thing one day and then do another. But that's what our culture has became. That's what we talk about in our culture. Talking about music. We talking about them, but then another thing is who got money and who got more money and who should be doing this and doing that. And then you got niggas who got PPP loans and was acting like they was on top of the world and they ain't do nothing for nobody. And you, when you got your bread, shit, you was on top of the world. You was smoking the finest. You was going all around the world. You was buying zips. You was buying belts. You was doing all types of shit. And the minute you popped, you were, yo, niggas don't do nothing for the community. You had the opportunity. You got free money that you ain't even fucking deserve. What did you do for your community? But bought jewelry and blew it. That's the thing. And that's this topic that we got to have, too, when we talk about reparations and shit. Because a lot of people are not financially literate to get money. You get money, what you do? You celebrate having the money by blowing it. You want to smoke the finest and buying belts and sneakers and shit. We couldn't even go nowhere. The whole fucking world was on lockdown. What the fuck was you getting fly for? It was sneaking out the crib, standing 6 feet from people to fucking to go nowhere. Deion Cook. Yeah, nobody talk about the music. So that's why with the Red Man situation, positive and negative directed at me, we still spoke about music. Sadly, we were speaking about music from motherfucking 30 years ago. I wish we were talking about more current music and more artists were making current classic music for us to even debate about. That's a problem too, because nobody's really putting in the effort, because the efforts is not being challenged. That's the point I was making in the first place. So when people come out and they do this goddamn lazy ass freestyles, y'all supposed to say, nah, that shit is lazy. Come on, man, you better than that. Now, oh no, it was dope. See, because again, nobody's going to improve if you're not telling them they need to improve. See, music at one point, and I'm going to get up off all of this in a minute. Music at one point, say 94, when Illmatic came out, when Ready to Die came out, when Southern Playlist, the Cadillac Funky Music, and those albums came out, and There's a Dark Side came out, we would spend our last $5 on a tape. You going to eat, or you going to buy that tape? So what we would do, yo, you spend $5, we get some hairy chicken wings and fried rice, we split it, and I'll get the tape. And I'll give you a dub of the tape. So we still got the music and some food. You have $5, I have $5. Now let me ask you something. The music that's coming out now, would you spend $5 on it? You don't even pay for music. And that's the shit that killed me too. Niggas be complaining about free music. You don't buy it anyway. You ain't gonna buy it anyway. See Lloyd Banks, damn. Shout out to Lloyd Banks. Last year, he dropped a project. And they was like, yo, you still doing Halloween Havoc? Yo, he just dropped a project in like September or something like that. You still doing Halloween Havoc? He said, damn, did y'all digest what I just did? Because we became a quantity society and not quality no more. Quality became subjective, but quantity is what it is. The more you give, the more motherfuckers want. So when I used to sell Timberlands, dude would take a bag of boat weed, because he going to roll like eight boat blunts opposed to taking a little sack and get right. But we not talking about the music. We only talking about who's hurting who, who's killing who, who's a mook, who's this. That's the problem. And for the life of me, it's other people to talk about besides Jay-Z, Drake, and Kendrick too. It's fucking a lot of artists that's putting in work, doing a lot. But these dudes, I'm telling you, and I'm blaming y'all. I'm going to hold y'all accountable for that. Y'all patronize and make these platforms so-called big platforms, and they don't service your needs as a culture in no way. You have big platforms that are big flat platforms, and they don't service your needs as a culture in no way. And y'all watch that shit, and I'm like, miss something? They was talking about. Oh, niggas was arguing about dating each other girl? That's what we doing now. That wasn't always considered to be no bitch shit. Like, so now y'all get views from dudes talking about shit that we don't talk about? I'm all confused, honestly. So when I be thinking about my topics, I be like, I don't even know if they gonna care about that, because look what these niggas is talking about. Niggas is paying for that shit. It's just all weird. So my thing is, you know what? I'm gonna go back to the music. I'm gonna go back to my music interviews. When I spoke to Daddy-O, it was about music. Eric Sermon, music. I never asked Eric Sermon why he jumped out of a window. Give a fuck. This nigga made some of the greatest music ever. If you ever look at any of my interviews with an artist, I've always spoken to them about the craft. Fuck about none of that shit. You used to date such and such. I heard you. Because that's gossip. Anything verifiable, not gossip. I'm not going to ask a dude if he busts his gun. I'm not going to ask a dude none. I don't care. That shit got nothing. I don't know you for that. Now, if I'm sitting here talking to Frank Lucas when I interview Frank Lucas, that's different. But why would I be talking to Frank Lucas the same way I talk to Eric Sermon and talking to Eric Sermon the same way I talk to Frank Lucas? But this is what people are doing now. Because when people are coming on these platforms, they got to come with this bravado and they got to deal with not being a fun boy. They got to be about that life. And they never told on nobody. Because if you told, ain't nobody talking to you. You ain't about that life, you a sucker. This is what I'm saying. I'm not talking to people about that. But that's the three things that we talk about. That's the three biggest things in our culture right now. And when y'all get a chance, go from platform to platform. Look what dudes are talking about. Shout out to Urban X Podcast. They definitely talk about different topics. You know, but again, you could go to people YouTube and you see whole words for dudes' ass in their titles. Count how many videos they got with that. No, seriously. Count how many videos some dudes got code words for male genitalia in a title. And ask yourself, why has this been the topic of your conversation over two times? Maybe once you did it, maybe twice you said something for clarity. When we start getting 20, 30, 40 times you've talked about that, why do you keep talking about it? That means you're thinking about it. Because I said pause. Because I said, hey, yo. I don't care. A lot of this shit, the Diddy shit and all that, the thing that makes it funny, as I told y'all in 2015. Then told y'all. At that time, I was a hater. I was broke. All of these things that y'all like to say to run away from the truth. Because you know, if you a hater and you broke, you can't possibly tell the truth. You can't possibly know nothing because you a hater and you a broke. Your platform ain't this. And you're unsuccessful. And you didn't do this and you didn't do it. But am I lying though? You could call me all that shit. But am I a liar? But when things come to fruition, nobody ever say, come back and say, yo, you was right. They'll wait for somebody else to say it and say, such and such said. And I just sit there. I don't say nothing because I'm like, yo, this is the movie. It's a rerun. It's a rerun. You know how many times I sat there and watched somebody say, they send a stylus at you. How many times I seen that? I seen Enes said that. Yo, they send a stylus at you. I'm like, what the hell? What is that all about? Life Luciano, what's your name? Cool. Anyway, let me get up out of here. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. I'm Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Until next time.